From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Death toll at more than 300 in Sinai attack. Egyptian security officials say 305 people have been killed by suspected Islamic militants in an attack on a mosque in the northern Sinai Peninsula. This man was at the mosque when the attack took place.
It's very sad. It's pathetic. It's inhumanitic. It doesn't represent any sort of Islamic principles or Islamic faith. Islam doesn't allow anyone to kill, anyone to harm.
No group has claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State has been carrying out attacks in the region. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi vowed the attack will not go unpunished. President Trump reacted to the violence, calling it horrible and cowardly terrorist attack on innocent and defenseless worshippers. The three American sailors who went missing when their plane crashed into the Philippine Sea were identified by the U.S. Navy on Saturday. They are Lieutenant Stephen Combs, Aviation Bosun's Mate Airman Matthew Chialastri, and Aviation Ordnanceman Airman Apprentice Brian Grosso. The Navy says 8 U.S. Navy and Japan ships, 3 helicopter squadrons, and maritime patrol aircraft had been involved in the two-day search for the missing sailors. On Thursday, search and rescue efforts were halted for the three men who were lost at sea on Wednesday when a U.S. Navy transport plane crashed into the ocean. A suicide bomber struck a paramilitary convoy in southwestern Pakistan Saturday, killing at least 5 people and wounding around 20 others. The bomb went off on a busy road in Quetta, causing mostly civilian casualties, according to a deputy inspector general of the provincial police. This is VOA News. After days of waiting to hear news about their loved ones, families of the crew members of an Argentine submarine have decided to go home. They were waiting at the Mar del Plata naval base for news about the ARA San Juan. The submarine disappeared on November 15th during a routine mission. 10 days later, it has not been found, and grieving relatives scheduled a religious ceremony for Saturday afternoon. The Argentine Navy, however, has not declared the 44 crew members dead. Cuba marks the first anniversary of the death of communist leader Fidel Castro Saturday. The island will hold a series of remembrances from Saturday through December 4th, the day Castro was laid to rest in a cemetery in Santiago de Cuba. Cuba specialist Phil Peters says Castro's continued presence on the world stage made him unique.
I think all admit he's a very large historical figure who won a very impressive military victory in the Cuban Revolution, who maneuvered through very difficult circumstances in the international sphere. He put Cuba on the map in many ways, far beyond its importance in history, far beyond its economic capabilities.
Municipal elections will be held on Sunday that will lead to the selection of a new head of state early next year. As people queued in long lines outside banks in Harare on Saturday, a common sight in a nation struggling with cash shortages, many expressed hope that Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, would be able to reboot the country's flailing economy. One of those waiting in line.
As you can see, like now, you are taking pictures, having people in the queues. You cannot change things in a day's time. You see, our honorable ex-president Robert Mugabe has failed for the past 37 years, and we don't expect Mnangagwa to perform miracles in a day's time or so. But that man is capable. I know him.
Mnangagwa is meeting with top Zimbabwean politicians today to settle his cabinet and also to start delivering on the many promises he made during his inaugural address. 3 flights carrying humanitarian aid and aid workers have arrived in Sana'a, Yemen's capital. The aid is first allowed in the country in nearly 3 weeks, following a blockade imposed by the Saudi-led coalition that halted the flow of essential supplies into Yemen. Agencies such as the World Food Program, World Health Organization, and UNICEF warned of the dangers of the blockade. The agencies said 7 million people were at risk of famine in Yemen, and that number could rise. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.